On the 9th annual Total Theater Tony program, having so much fun talking to people who love the theater, write about the theater with care and with diligence and with joy. Certainly, you can say that about our next guest. He has been on many of our Tony shows. In fact, he's been a co-host on one or two of them live in the studio, but now that I'm in Colorado, can't really do that anymore. But we can certainly have the joy of having Simon Saltzman on with us today. He's the president of the Outer Critics Circle, acting president, I should say.
I am the president.
Oh, so it's not acting anymore.
No acting. No, this is serious.
for a while you were the acting, and then
acting is when you're an interim before you're actually finally made president, and I am the president.
Well, actually, in our business, acting is what you do before you get to your waitressing job.
But, got it.
Anywho, and he is also a theater critic for US One newspaper in Princeton, and you can read his reviews of Broadway, Off-Broadway, and New Jersey theater at curtainup.com. Simon Saltzman, welcome back to the Tony Show!
Wow, thank you very much, and what an intro. I had to live up to that and maybe say something intelligent.
I'm sure you will. So, let us get to our categories. Simon is going to be weighing in, first of all, on lead actor in a musical, and the nominees are Bertie Carvel for Matilda the Musical, Santino Fontana from Cinderella, Rob McClure playing Chaplin, and Billy Porter in Kinky Boots, up against his co-Kinky Boots actor, Stark Sands. So, Simon, your thoughts?
Okay, well, I think we can eliminate Sands and Porter as winners for Kinky Boots. They're going to cancel each other out. I mean, they're both magnificent, you know. They're brilliant, as a matter of fact, and they contrasted each other wonderfully in this terrifically entertaining show about a drag performer and a shoe manufacturer. I think that's the first one ever with that plot, right?
maybe on Broadway, perhaps not off Broadway.
Exactly. But, you know, with that one astonishing score by Cyndi Lauper. I mean, who knew she could come up with something like this? I was just amazed by how good the score was. And of course, Harvey Fierstein is at the top of his form. But anyway, moving right along, Santino Fontana. His name reminds me of some expensive cheese.
Fontana,
but,
yes.
But he's terrific, and he gives a wonderfully tongue-in-cheek performance, yeah, as the prince in Cinderella. Just wonderful. But, you know, who's going to win? Bertie Carvel is going to win, mainly because there's such a strong ground support from the Main Street critics, I think, for his, what I call, a grotesque characterization, something between a cartoonish commandant at a German prisoner of war camp, and that, remember those Bull Dyke matrons and those prisoner of
I remember
women in prison movies with Hope Emerson and Caged with Eleanor Parker.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, you know, we couldn't hear most of his mumbling, or for that matter, any of the show's lyrics or dialogue, but due to the abysmal sound engineering in this show. But, and I think except for the kid dancing, I think I disliked almost everything about this overproduced Matilda.
Oh,
maybe more than any other musical in memory. I disliked it, you know, more.
So you're thinking Bertie Carvel will win for Best Actor, but who would you pin your...
Well, who should win? Yeah. Rob McClure. I mean, that was a really classy and perfectly interpreted role of the iconic film star Charles Chaplin. I mean, if the show had opened in the spring, I think he would have been a shoo-in. But unfortunately, it opened in the fall, and critics were grumbling about it wasn't so perfect as it should have been. I love that show, by the way. I don't know if you got to see it, but...
I believe it's the first time in my life I second-acted Chaplin. I was coming out of another show that was quite short. It was about 85 minutes long, and I was strolling along with a playbill in my hand, and I passed by, Chaplin, and it was the middle of intermission. And I was like, you know what? What the hell? I'm not going to get to see this anyway. Because it's not going to be running when I come back to New York. And it had already been on its last legs. It was running another week or two. So I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to see if I can sneak. And I did. I snuck in. I went up to the balcony. And I second-acted Chaplin. And I liked what I saw.
Oh, good, good. I thought it was a lovely, lovely show. And Rob McClure is a performance I'll never forget. I hope I think Lincoln Center, you know, taped it. I think the library out there went out and did a recording of it, a video. But you know who is overlooked?
Who?
Matthew James Thomas in the title role of Pippin. What a sensational performance. I mean, he dances and he sings and he's an acrobat. And it's a wonderful act. It was an awesome performance. And considering he was holding his own on the, you know, the face of...
circus.
With Patina Miller and all those circus production numbers. He was sensational. And I can't believe they didn't give him a nod, but... What are you going to do? They didn't ask me.
Well, I am asking Simon Saltzman for his thoughts on this year's Tony nominations. Also, the category of Best Costume Design of a Musical. And the nominees are Greg Barnes for Kinky Boots, Rob Howell for Matilda the Musical, Dominique Lemieux for Pippin, and for Cinderella, William Ivy Long. Simon, your thoughts?
Well, you know, let's be realistic. No one stands a chance ever, it seems to me, against William Ivy Long and this year and every year. But his fairy tale costumes for Cinderella were not only breathtaking but really magical. They appear and disappear. They were just glorious. I mean, he's the winner. He's the winner. Maybe I should be holding his name less, but you know, there was Sutra Gilmore, and I guess she did what was expected for the period piece, Cyrano.
Okay.
I don't think there was anything that she did that sent me out of the theater saying, wow. And Rob Howell did a fine job giving the hard-working but inaudible cast what they needed to. Lemieux's costumes for Pippin were wild and colorful and wonderful and full of whimsical touches. It was exactly what this revival deserved. This Pippin was so much better than the original show. Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember that one?
I'm old enough to remember that it opened, but not to be there when it was running.
It was not a good show, and this is an absolutely wonderful entertainment. They've really spruced it up and made it into a grand entertainment.
They had magic to do. Hey, a little bit more magic here with Simon Saltzman. First of all, I want to ask you about this organization that you are the president of. Tell us quite briefly about the Outer Critics Circle.
We're celebrating our 63rd year, and...
You should know that by heart, actually. As
right,
the president,
yeah,
of the organization, you should know the number.
About that a second. And at the moment, I think 76 members who report on theater, Broadway and off-Broadway, locally, nationally, and internationally, for all the different publications, magazines, and media. So we're sort of like the Golden Globes in a way.
Oh, okay.
Outer Critics Circle. I remember we had a winner one year who got up to the podium and said, oh, I want to thank you. But she said, I always thought the Outer Critics Circle were those critics who were not allowed in the theater by the producers.
Okay. There are a couple here and there, but no. It just means that, and a lot of the Outer Critics, and I am one of them, I'm also a member, and they can still write for New York publications, but they're also writing for media outside of New York. So that's kind of the distinction there. And also, you guys do Broadway and off-Broadway. Are they ever in the same category, or are they always separate?
Oh, yeah, we have some categories that are the same. Sets and costumes, both score... Both off-Broadway and Broadway.
Were there any special awards that you guys have
given? Oh, yes. This year we are giving a special achievement award to the Irish Repertory Theater.
Oh.
We're celebrating the 25th year presenting great Irish and Irish-American plays. What a distinguished quarter of a century they've had. You know, our awards are gorgeous scrolls, handmade by our calligrapher from all these years. We don't do anything, digitally. These are hand-drawn, hand-painted, designed, and beautifully presented. So these are works of art. So we're very proud of that. I hope we can continue it because the price keeps going up, you know, on anything you want done like that you can't roll out of a machine, you know.
Of course.
But anyway, so we're proud of our awards. They're different than anybody else's. They hang them on the wall, and they're gorgeous.
Last question for Simon Saltzman.
Favorite play you didn't ask?
I was about to. So, yeah, or musical of the year. Could be Broadway, could be off-Broadway. Just the things that...
The play. I think The Nance is definitely the best play of the year for me. Douglas Douglas Carter Beane has really topped himself. He's always been an almost terrific playwright, and he really came through with this play. Of the nominees in Best Play, Vanya and Sonia certainly will be the best new play. I think there's no question about that. And I didn't like Assembled Parties. I couldn't remember it after I left the theater. I didn't know what it was about.
I totally agree with that. I did not like Assembled Parties.
I don't remember those people, what they wanted, what they didn't want. The whole play just slipped away. Even while, as I was watching it, it was disappearing.
Although Vanya and Sonia I enjoyed very, very much.
Yeah. So, Testament of Mary. That was an endurance testament.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And Lucky Guy, it was notable for Tom Hanks' wonderful performance.
Oh, I like Lucky Guy.
An almost fine script by Nora Ephron. We'll miss her.
Yeah. Cool. And finally, musical? Your favorite musical? Was it Kinky Boots of the Year?
Oh, Kinky Boots, by far, yeah.
Simon Saltzman, by far, you are one of my favorite people to talk to. It's a joy to have you as part of the Tony Show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, David. It was my pleasure. Have a great day. Bye-bye.